with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Tell you what I did. Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We've got Shasta and Corey from Old World Olive Company in. And I want to pick up where we left off, Shasta. One of the beautiful things about your store is the purity and the freshness of the products that you bring. But the thing I really like as well is the flavor varieties that you have in both the olive oils and the balsamics. And I want to talk a little bit about that, those flavor profiles and what they are and why they're there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the flavor profiles, if you've been in the stores, you know that we've just got a whole bunch of different flavors.
Right.
Pretty much whatever you could think of, there is an olive oil or a balsamic vinegar to match. And the flavor profile really, I think, is a personal thing. Everyone's got a different palate, and I think that's what, you know, helps us determine what sells and what doesn't sell. And
sure.
So you're talking oil or balsamic?
Either.
Yeah.
Really,
so,
either.
Okay, segue or take a little cut out of that. I'm totally enamored with the grapefruit.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Is that an oil or a balsamic?
It's a balsamic.
Okay, right.
And what did they do to make that grapefruit balsamic?
Right. So everything that we have is all natural. So there isn't any artificial flavor added, nothing unnatural, nothing is added to it to get the flavoring.
So it's vinegar.
It's a balsamic vinegar.
Is it made from
grapes?
It's still made from grapes.
We get the essence of the grapefruit or the oil from the grapefruit. And that's how it's flavored. So you're getting an all-natural flavor, whether it's an oil or a vinegar. You're still going to get that same way that it's made.
Okay, if you've never played around with balsamics before, number one, I don't think there's too many shops in the country that have the variety you have. And I don't know of anybody that travels the world the way you guys do to find all these totally cool balsamics and oils. And then you put them all in one little store, so in 1,000 square feet, you can walk around and have samplings from 20 different countries and, you know, 5 continents.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I've been turned on to so many things there, and I thank Joppy for ever finding you guys, because he told me when he met you, and he said, oh, there's this olive oil shop in Rockford. I think you had one store at the time. And he's going on and on about it, and I'm like rolling my eyes thinking, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Olive oil, you're so weird.
Right.
And then we met you. And
that part hasn't changed.
The weird part's still there.
But, you know, it was really cool because I was pretty closed-minded to it. I'm like, I don't know, an oil shop? It sounds...
Usually he's pulling his car in, rolling down the window when he
right.
goes to the oil shop.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So
exactly.
I think you're like off on, you know, some weird tangent until I tried them all, and I'm like, holy cow, just like he said... It's a new world.
It is. And I think going back to the health concepts that Job said is people are closed-minded to it. They think it's something that is for, you know, chefs only or people that do extreme cooking in their homes.
Okay, here's the dumb thing. They see the price and they go, oh, my gosh, that's so expensive. Well, wait a minute. Because
you only use a little.
You buy these big jugs of canola or Crisco or whatever who makes the oil for $6 or $7, and it's cheap vegetable oil,
right?
And you know it's bad for you,
right?
And you treat it like water,
right?
You dump it in a pan, you dump it out, whatever. This you use very little of. It's very good
and
for
it's
you.
It's very good for you,
and you can add flavors to your food that are
right.
Like for grilling, for like and me and Job.
People forget it's monounsaturated fat. It's the good fat. It's the stuff that cleans your arteries out.
Like it butter.
Like butter, right?
So let's talk about that because. There is a butter flavor.
Yes.
There's a garlic flavor. These are my go-tos,
yes.
right? I mean, they've got, I don't know what they are, maybe like 8-ounce bottles, and then there's like a 16-ounce bottle. I'm sure I got that wrong, but a big one and a small one.
I get the big ones.
Right. I get the big
garlic,
one or the butter.
Big butter.
Right. Big butter, big garlic.
The big 18-year balsamic.
I'm cooking with that. I put my eggs in butter olive oil rather than putting butter in the pan.
Okay, you know what really ticked me off last time I was in there? they didn't have any big garlics and big butters. They only had little ones.
Yes. Right?
So the nice lady goes to the back and she gives me a big couple big bottles, and she said, "Here you go. You can just fill your own up from the fusti."
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I filled one up with garlic, and then my wife's not a fan of the butter oil, so I thought, okay, I'm gonna take one and go half garlic, half butter. She loved it.
Did she?
And that's like actually the perfect combination.
Right, right.
Because
yeah.
there's very
few
oil
things. Cocktails in their shop.
I know. Right. Yeah. You know, I put a little vodka in there.
Well, the balsamics are good for cocktails, truly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
A, yeah.
But anyway, so it's a it really is a staple in my kitchen. I use it all the time. But you mentioned something earlier that I want to touch on. Okay, I get a bottle of this, and I get the big bottle because I use it.
It lasts so long.
But that's where I'm at. As you talked about it being fresh,
yes.
And does it lose some of its health properties if I keep it too long? What's a shelf life on that?
Over time, it will gradually decrease its health benefits, its flavor, just like an orange juice, right?
I can't tell the difference because
it doesn't stick around that long in mine.
No, mine doesn't either.
It doesn't, but there are some bottles like the plum balsamic.
Yeah.
I bet you I've had that for 3 years, and every time I use it, it's like, why don't I use this more? It's so good.
Balsamic is a different beast than olive oil.
Oh, okay.
Balsamic, you want to, the older it is, the better it is.
Oh.
Olive oil, the fresher it is, the better it is.
Okay.
So olive oil, you want to use it, you want to consume it, it's good for your body. It's, you know, just like anything, you can't just throw olive oil in your body and then go out and have a big fat pizza and think
right.
that, wow, I just made myself healthy.
The balance,
it's,
right,
it's
yeah.
part of a healthy lifestyle. It's part of saying, I want to watch what I'm doing. I want to take care of my body. I want to put good things in.
So I'm going camping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking off this as soon as I get home and finish up my food. You suppose I could take that garlic olive oil and just rub it on my arms and my neck to keep the mosquitoes off me?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but watch out for the raccoons.
Well, and there's a lot of bear up there. Yeah.
I've heard it's an aphrodisiac.
Some Italian bears.
Right, yeah.
You may
love
have
the garlic.
Right. You may have a problem with Maureen if it's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I have a problem with Maureen anyway.
Right. Yeah. So let's take a little diversion here from from the healthy to the unhealthy and talk about some bourbon glazed pork chops.
Okay. Bob. Okay. And as long as we're doing oil, let's hit the grilled broccoli first.
Okay.
Because Emily was over. She's doing all these crazy meals. And she says, "Dad, can you grill me some broccoli?" I'm going, "Can I grill you broccoli?
All right.
You kidding me?" So I got my grilling basket out, and I took a bunch of nice chopped broccoli, and I drizzled province of herb, I think it is.
Herb
de Provence. And I drizzled a bunch of that over
English
it.
Translation,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't
province
know. Providence,
herb?
Rhode Island, it's
yeah.
something. And so I drizzled a bunch of that on this broccoli and shook it up and drizzled more on it, shook it up, and then I grilled it in my basket, and I picked the basket up with my mitts, and I just flip it a couple times.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the women went nuts because my wife had a shower, right?
Oh, okay.
And the women went nuts over that broccoli. I don't know what else she put in with it, something salad. Oh, there was almonds and I think raisins or whatever.
I need that recipe.
Oh, it was walnuts. And it was... That grilled broccoli, I don't know if you want to eat more broccoli.
Well, you know, if you're trying to eat a little healthier, that's like the superfood among vegetables.
Right. So do this. Do that same thing, whatever oil you want. I know it'll
right.
be garlic.
Well,
really good.
But I do have several that I, like you, don't use that frequently.
Right.
Use
and,
them up.
And I want to use them up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I bet you about any one you put on there would be great. Blood
right.
orange.
I mean, well, I love my lemon, my Meyer lemon, and my Persian
my
lime.
Lemon.
Is that
Persian
what it,
lime.
Yeah, oh. Those two are so good.
So here's something to keep in mind as well. If you have those bottles that you don't know what to do with, stop into our store. Get some recipes. We have indexes full of recipes for you to help give you those sort of ideas. If
or hit thegrillingguys.com because
yeah?
every recipe has their oil.
Right. Or subscribe to our newsletter.
So here's another thing I do with broccoli when I grill it up like that. I shred some Romano or some Parmesan,
mm-hmm.
and I sprinkle it on at the last second. Right when I have it in the basket
right.
or in the bowl, I'll like sprinkle it over the top, and then I'll take a little 18-year
balsamic, yep,
and drizzle that over it. And I mean, people go hog mm-hmm. wild over it, and it's broccoli,
right?
But it's grilled, and maybe I'll have some roasted almond on there,
yep,
and some balsamic and Parmesan, and
it's
fantastic,
right?
So,
yep. Last night I put a Brussels sprouts in a cast pan. With the butter olive oil and then hit them with balsamic at the end.
Yes.
Ooh,
no
really
bacon.
Good. But no bacon. No, man.
Penalty.
I tried to stay away from it. All right, coming up next, chimichurri try tip. Stick with us. We'll be back. We're God's help with myself. When we stop to lose, and there's nothing to lose.